The July 2024 Seven Sisters Communique. Greetings to dearest sisters in Christ. If you are hearing this, you have recently prayerfully bound yourself for either the first time or for another year to regularly pray for one priest or bishop. Heaven and earth applaud you. This is no small thing. Nothing given to God remains small. History reminds what the Lord does with loaves and fish, and when a toe is dipped in the water, and when a peasant girl says yes. In wisdom and joy, let us surrender even now all of our anticipated holy hours to God's providence and together see what He will do. I vividly remember leaning against my mother's knee as a little one, asking for prayer. While a usual occurrence, one afternoon, Mom's response was new. I will pray with you. That maternal whisper awakened within a newfound confidence that God listened to me too. My fledgling perspective affirmed that my mother was the quintessential intercessor, but she pointedly called that forth in me. That moment and those that followed, now long into years, fostered something that remains important. As Christians, we are in this together. Our dedicated prayers as seven sisters bind us as family. Sisters in Christ, one heart of prayer. Acts 1:14 is living and active to us. All these, with one accord, devoted themselves to prayer together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Our loyalty to prayer brings us before the sacrament of unity, where our Lord's influence is paramount. Sometimes written prayers of the holy ones, in heaven or on earth, bolster both our prayers and us. Images and sacramentals have an effect. Even silence serves. Acts 1:14 points to something additional. Our unity, our one accord, can be fortified as we actively pray together. The united actions of Jesus, Mary, and our fellow seven sisters, intercessors, knowingly impact our holy hours. What about our priestly brothers in Christ? Are we praying only for them or with them too? Priests and bishops pray. What, when, where, and how certainly varies, yet these men in Christ do share common prayers. All clergy are obliged to pray daily the divine office, also called liturgy of the hours. This ancient meditative prayer of the church marks the hours of each day with a rhythm of prayer. Knowing this is a given in the day of the priest or bishop can serve as a way of praying alongside. On your designated apostolate day, pray or review the liturgy of the hour prayers. Something there may strike you to bring deeper into prayer, beseeching graces for the good of your priestly prayer recipient who is offering those very same prayers. Reviewing the liturgy of the hour prayer for this purpose might have the effect of nurturing your own discipline to desire to pray the hours. Now that would be truly becoming alongside in prayer. Priests and bishops offer Holy Mass. This highest form of prayer of our faith is brimming with prayer excerpts to echo on behalf of a priest or bishop. Slowly and meditatively, review the prayers of the Mass as if learning of it for the first time. Prepare to pause at the places where the presider alone offers particular prayers. Wrap these in special intercession for the priest or bishop to comprehend these prayers more personally, intensely, sincerely. Appreciate the value of the Eucharistic prayers, numbers 1-4, and how they can serve to impact the one repeatedly uttering them. The words of institution are the most astounding prayers proclaimed on the planet. Imploring a more perfected identification with these words might be how you are led in prayer for a priest or bishop. Through him and with him and in him. This is the presider's declaration of adoration, fidelity, and perfect kinship with Jesus. What a solid, gripping prayer to resound for the priest or bishop for whom you pray. Every Mass contains the Lord's Prayer. imploring each word and promise for the life of the priest or bishop could fittingly satiate a full holy hour. It is the prayer taught to us by Christ himself and contained in the living words of Scripture, which thus hold the promise that they will not return void. Considering the final blessing of Holy Mass, the words of the saintly bishop, St. Francis de Sales, gives insight. Quote, "At the blessing, we should think that Jesus Christ is at that moment giving us his own blessing." Unquote. How suitable to pray that the priest or bishop becomes more fully mindful of this commission at each Mass. The gamut for the prayer occupations of our priests and bishops is profoundly wide and deep. In addition to the Divine Office and Holy Mass, consider the scores of prayers linked with offering the sacraments, blessings of every sort, holy hours, rosaries, devotional reading, the constant cascade of intercessory prayer requests. The life of the priest and bishop is a life full of prayer. Perhaps as they lean against the knee of Mother Church asking for prayer, a sure whisper meets them, reminding them that seven sisters earnestly devote themselves to pray for them and pray with them. For truly, we are in one accord with Jesus, Mary, our sisters, and our brothers. We are in this together. United in prayer, fasting, and mission, that our prayers may find the heart of every bishop and priest. Eternal gratitude continues as you each remember to offer a wee Hail Mary for me every day for Jeanette. One Ave Maria makes hell tremble, St. John Vianney. Pray that I will not spoil the beautiful work that God has entrusted, St. Teresa of Calcutta. Your kind emails and notes and phone calls and generous support always arrive to my heart door at the right moment. Your financial sacrifices are for 100% furtherance of the apostolate. Thank you. The letters of testimony are so beautiful and edifying. What glory is given to God through your writing. Eternal gratitude is mine for you. Be assured of my continued daily prayers for you at the altar. Jeanette Howe, Jesus Mary Joseph. Phone 651-283-0929. Address 43 Nord, N-O-R-D, Circle Road, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55127. Email address, all written out, sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. sevensistersapostolate@gmail.com. Seven Sisters in and out and about. Heartfelt welcome. New groups that registered in June to cover more priests and daily heartfelt welcome. Additional groups in Africa, Cameroon, Central America, Belize, a new country, Eastern Asia includes Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, new countries. Europe, Italy, Northern Ireland, Downpatrick, and these United States, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. Currently, 4,200 plus active groups in 32 countries. Our sure mission in every diocese of every country. Let no shepherd be left behind. Now for the recent and ahead on the calendar. Gratitude for an invitation from EWTN's At Home with Jim and Joy. Two shows aired on June 5th and 6th regarding Seven Sisters. What super supporters these two are to us. Links to the shows are on the website. And Gratitude to Leon B. and team for organizing a full and meaningful apostolate event on June 8th in the Archdiocese of Dubuque, Iowa, celebrating 10 years of the apostolate presence there. And gratitude to Seattle, Washington Diocesan Coordinator Holly D. for organizing the third annual Day of Reflection and Renewal on June 8th in Olympia. 150 in attendance with lots to share. Well-designed apostolate t-shirts and hoodies are available. If you're interested, contact sevensistersseattle@gmail.com. Also, gratitude to Galveston, Houston, Texas Diocesan Coordinator Heidi G. for organizing a time of reflection and renewal on June 7th, 2024. 125 in attendance, the fastest growing group numbers currently. And gratitude to St. Cloud, Minnesota Diocesan Coordinator Carrie E. for organizing the annual Reflection and Renewal Gathering on June 29th. These ladies are faithful and committed. May through October 24, 2024, join me. Pray for one bishop in the USA each day in this season of prayer offered through the Shepherd Project. Prayer is emailed to you daily. Go to championshipshrine.org/shepherd-project. Also, the 17th through 21st of July, the National Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis, Indiana, the 10th National Eucharistic Congress. Pass out brochures. Let us imitate our Lord with personal invitation. September 7th is the second annual Time of Reflection and Fellowship for the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, Missouri. The theme is Getting to Know Our Patrons. It will include Mass, lunch, 3 talks, and Q&A. Contact Judy at sevensisterskcsj@gmail.com. And the September 21st Day of Reflection for the Diocese of Duluth is going to be at the Blessed Sacrament Parish in Hibbing, Minnesota. The theme is Fiat from 8 to 2:30 p.m. $20 suggested donation includes Mass, talks, lunch, plus. Contact Anna. Her email is sevensistersduluth@gmail.com or phone number 218-565-0122. Now for the matters of the heart, these are letters and emails from you, Seven Sisters, to Jeanette. First, Beth is an anchoress in Georgia. She describes, Peggy was a beautiful woman of faith. She texted me while in the hospital to ask if she could offer her holy hour from her hospital room. I assured her she could. A short week later, our Lord called Peggy home to himself. Her family mentioned in her eulogy how important Seven Sisters was in their mother's life. Eternal rest grant unto Peggy, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. This is another one from Joan in Minnesota. There have been and are so many graces for the church, her priests, and for the sisters praying. May God continue to bless this beautiful apostolate. Know of my prayers. And from Ayamba in Cameroon, Africa. I have a lot of respect for my priests and seeing the way they work with so much difficulties. I said to myself, only prayers can help them achieve the mission assigned to them. With the Seven Sisters Apostolate, it is a very unique opportunity to do so. Thank you. From Nellie in Ohio, this experience has been so fruitful and a complete blessing to our pastor. In our parish, the apostolate has really become a ministry of prayer and sisterhood. My husband took up the mantle of leading fasting brothers and has 16 men fasting, with 3 more currently discerning. And from Maureen in Florida, I heard about the Seven Sisters while at Bible study. I fell in love with the idea of praying for our priest and asked to join. Such a beautiful group of women. I am proud to be a sister. And from Cheryl in Alabama, I don't normally watch TV, especially midday, but there was Jim and Joy on EWTN talking with Jeanette. This touched my heart because I have many friends that get very upset about the state of the world. Seven Sisters gives me something tangible to pray for to make a difference. From Linda in Indiana, I am a retired preschool teacher, so when Father shared his concern about retirement, I identified with those feelings. It wasn't difficult to find others with the same thought. And from Patricia in Illinois, I was on retreat last weekend and someone started telling me about Seven Sisters Apostolate. I was hooked. This is exactly what I was looking for. And the last one from Mary in Montana. Prayers for the leaders of our church are vital, always and until Jesus returns. Our pastor oversees a cluster of parishes and is often overwhelmed, as many of our priests are today. We must do this. In our quiet way, we are flooding heaven with prayers. Our Lord, in his goodness, hears and responds. I cannot go through this life without a priest giving me the gift of Jesus in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. We must do this. So, pray, 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 pray. Impressive logo pennants are available. The elegant Eucharistic design and beauty on both sides speak perfectly of our work. Go to www.fontofgrace.com. That's FONTOFGRACE.com. And click onto Apostolate in the top right. Font of Grace owner, Seven Sister Jean M., offers a seventh pendant free, the least expensive of the seven, if all pendants are purchased at the same time. Pendants need not be the same. Sterling silver or 14-karat gold, with or without a diamond, a portion of the sales go to the apostolate. Elijah's Helpers. Intercessors in this group are dedicated to offering holy hours for priests in various forms of crisis. No names are known. These are special hours for special circumstances and carry special supportive graces. It is growing. Please consider this vital, hope-filled offering for our priests. All inquiries to Nancy at ElijahHelpers@gmail.com. I'll spell that out. ElijahHelpers@gmail.com or cell 612-756-1107. She will help. And the appreciated and loved quilt project, a double cloaking for retired priests, Seven Sisters prayer and a quilt. The priests love both. To learn more regarding a single quote for a retired priest or how to get this started in your diocese, contact quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. quiltsbysevensisters@gmail.com. Fasting Brothers is growing. Groups of men offering various forms of fasting to augment the prayer efforts of a Seven Sister group. Each man prayerfully discerns the type of fasting he will offer and commits to fast a designated day of the week, excepting Sunday and solemnities. Our chaplain strongly urges formation of these groups. Form is on the website for the Fasting Brother leader to register. Lamp Bearers. Lamp Bearers, so named for their action of continually filling of their lamps with the oil of prayer, was launched to pray for the apostolate at large. Each intercessor offers prayers every day for the apostolate. Intentions are gleaned from topics and calendar points in the monthly communique and also sent to members on the second or third Sunday of the month. Additional intercessors are welcomed. Inquire through the website. Seven Sisters Guideline booklets available as free download from website. Hard copies passed on for printing cost of $2 each plus postage and handling. Order through web email with amount desired with your address. Seven Sisters Trifold Brochure. Effectively used in parish pamphlet stands with your pastor's prior approval. Adoration chapels, retreat centers, bags and packets for women's conferences, retreats, women's clubs, Sarah clubs, or simply handing out. These are available on the web as a free download. Recommend printing on 80-pound silk for the best printing results. May also order through the website. Indicate your address, quantity, 50 cents each, or 25 for $10, plus postage and handling, available in English and Spanish. Also, the Seven Sisters Trifold Litany for Priests, beautifully printed on 100-pound silk, a bit thicker than brochures. Original artwork, inspired by the Diary of St. Faustina by Seven Sister in Minnesota. Litany by Richard Cardinal Cushing, 50 cents each or 25 for $10 plus postage and handling. Remembrance of those seven sisters who have passed. We want to remember those seven sisters in name and in prayer who have gone before us to their eternal rest. Visit the website, click on About folder and scroll to bottom, choose In Remembrance, follow the prompts, or you may submit info via the website email. Please check the site monthly for additions and to pray. Priest who has passed to eternal rest. If the priest for whom you pray has entered eternal life, the group may be led to continue to pray for a length of time for the soul of that priest. Perhaps a novena of holy hours or the offering of holy masses for the priest. You will know. Some groups have or are offering holy hours for an entire year for their beloved deceased priest. Groups may be started following the death of a priest that did not have a group prior. This is commendable and welcomed. Please register those special groups through the website. Spanish translation of the communique. Posted and archived on the website, the translation link is sent with every communique. Commitment Prayer Guidelines Booklet in Spanish on the website are a free download. Anchoresses, please pass this communique on to your group members. Visit the Apostolate website today at www.sevensistersapostolate.org, spelled out www.sevensistersapostolate.org. And please like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Seven Sisters Apostolate. And in Spanish, www.facebook.com/apostolado7hermanes-11292171062-0881. God bless you.